So we're joined this morning by Kelsey Eide, right?
That's right.
I said it right. Okay. Woo. And so you're performing with the Summer Concert Series, a whole new way of doing it this year, right? Obviously can't do it at the park, so it's all online on tunehub.ca and on their Facebook page. So tell us a little bit about what kind of music people will get when they tune in to hear you.
I'd love to. So my sound right now will be on the ukulele, so it's going to be some acoustic uke. I would describe it as folk or indie pop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you sing too?
Yes, I sing.
By yourself, or do you have a whole band with you?
I'm a solo artist.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. So what kind of, are there any songs people will know, or is it a secret, a tune in and wait and see kind of thing?
So I have released a little sneak peek on my social media of one song that I'll be singing called Would You Be?
Okay.
And I'm actually in the process of producing that song with a producer, so I'm very excited, and that will be released likely in 2011, if
okay.
I can wait that long.
Awesome. So is it all gonna, it's gonna be all originals?
I think I might throw in one cover.
Okay.
I'll keep it a surprise.
I was gonna say, if it's on the ukulele, it's gotta be like Somewhere Over the Rainbow, right? Isn't that, that's like one of the most famous ukulele songs.
It is, but I'm gonna throw everyone off and not play Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
So it's probably gonna be like an Ozzy Osbourne ukulele cover or something, maybe?
Totally. After Metallica, I'll play some Ozzy.
You know what, that would be...
I do love those bands, by the way.
That would be interesting, though, wouldn't it? You know, there's an acoustic covers, and then there's ukulele covers. It'd be a whole different sound, right?
Noted. I'll think about that.
Add that to your repertoire.
Absolutely.
Next thing you hear, Kelsey's got an entire heavy metal ukulele album coming out. It's like, what?
Metalele.
Look, you've got a title already. I think we're onto something here.
Thank you so much for this inspiration.
You know, on the topic of inspiration, actually. So how did you get into music? What inspired you to start playing and singing and all that stuff?
Actually, it's an interesting story because unlike a lot of artists, I didn't grow up performing or really playing an instrument, but I always wrote songs in secret. And then later, a little bit later than most people, I think I was around 16 when I started to play the ukulele.
Okay.
And then I started to make songs in private. I actually moved to Korea to teach English. And at the beginning, I didn't know anyone, so to fill my time, I started practicing even more. And then as I started traveling by myself, I did a lot of self-reflection, and I realized that music's really important to me and that I should pursue it full force. So I've been trying to do that since.
Got a whole story. So that's a movie right there. You got a movie story or something, right?
Yeah, after the Metallica ukulele covers will
there
be the
go.
Movie.
Yeah, you know, you got to go to Korea to find your music. And that's pretty cool, though. So what kind of, obviously, if you like that kind of music, but what inspired you to go the ukulele route instead of like guitar or bass or drums or the typical rock stuff if you're kind of like the Metallica stuff?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. My older sister, Kyla, actually suggested I play the ukulele because as I was trying to play the guitar, my fingers were too, or I felt like it was really challenging because I have very small hands. So she was like, oh, I have a friend who plays ukulele because she also has small hands. Give it a whirl. And then I loved it. I also just love the sound. It's like this, the most peaceful instrument out there. And a lot of my music is about like peace and love and all those nice hippy-dippy topics. So it's very suitable.
Do you have any that you've already like actually produced and put out for anywhere yet?
Yes, actually, I have a song called The Way That I Do. I wrote it for my sister, actually, and it is on Spotify, and you can find the video on YouTube. This song is actually not primarily the ukulele, but I do the vocals, and there is a little bit of ukulele just to make sure that it's kaleidoscope.
Right. So now, did you play any other instruments or do you have other people do that for you?
Oh, I had the other people do that for me. Yeah.
Can you play anything else?
Questionable.
I guess the question like, is how well, right?
Yes, the question is how well. I play a mean, poor guitar.
And you know, Kurt Cobain wasn't the greatest at anything, but he made a pretty good career out of it for himself, right?
Absolutely.
So if you can write the lyrics, people will be forgiving on the other stuff.
Yes, that's what's gotten me this far.
Perfect. So Kelsey's performing tonight, the Summer Concert Series, tunehub.ca, or on the Facebook page. 7 o'clock is when it starts. And look forward to hearing you.
Thank you so much.